From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told the Munich Security Conference Saturday that America would be unwavering in its support for the NATO alliance. However, as Henry Ridgewell reports, Pence also warned allies that they must step up their defense spending.
Vice President Pence said he came to Munich bearing a message from President Trump.
I bring you this assurance. The United States of America strongly supports NATO and will be unwavering in our commitment to this transatlantic alliance.
Ahead of the conference, much of the focus had been on relations between Washington and Moscow.
The United States will continue to hold Russia accountable, even as we search for new common ground, which, as you know, President Trump believes can be found.
Listening to that was Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Lavrov rejected Western accusations of military aggression and denied Russia had tried to influence the U.S. election. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Munich, Germany.
Also at the Munich Security Conference, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said that President Trump is working on a streamlined version of his executive order that banned travel from 7 predominantly Muslim nations. Kelly said the original order was designed as a temporary pause to allow him to see where our immigration and vetting system has gaps that could be exploited. The Homeland Security Secretary said the new order would seek to iron out some of the difficulties in the previous version that's currently held up in the courts. Trump's original executive order barred all Syrian refugees and immigrants from 7 majority Muslim countries. Implementation was stopped by a federal judge and upheld by a court of appeals. This is VOA News. The extremist Muslim cleric who was convicted of conspiracy in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing and of planning terrorist attacks in the United States has died in a U.S. prison. Omar Abdel Rahman was 78. Rahman was linked to the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center that killed 6 people. However, he was never convicted of a crime directly related to that attack. He was incarcerated in 1995 for his advisory role in a failed plot to blow up Manhattan landmarks, including the United Nations headquarters, a key bridge, and 2 heavily traveled highway tunnels that lead into the city. U.S. military officials say that airstrikes launched Friday took out an Islamic State group headquarters located in a hospital in western Mosul. In a statement Saturday, the U.S. task force in Iraq and Syria said IS militants had been using a building located within the Al-Jumhuri medical complex in Mosul for the sole purpose of overseeing operations in Iraq. The Mosul airstrike was one of 20 strikes launched by the coalition against Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq on Friday. The International Committee of the Red Cross has called for the safe and unconditional release of 2 staff members abducted in northern Afghanistan earlier this month. The abductees were part of an ICRC convoy transporting food for livestock of poverty-stricken farmers in the northern part of the country when they were ambushed February 8th, allegedly by Islamic State militants. Afghan security officials say the assailants killed 6 ICRC employees before taking away 2 others to an unknown location. SpaceX halted the planned launch Saturday of its unmanned Falcon 9 cargo rocket with just 13 seconds left on the countdown clock because of a technical issue.
Dragon and Falcon 9 are aborted. This appears to be related to the second stage thrust vector control system concern. Not able to come to a complete consensus on that issue.
The company said on Twitter it was standing down to take a closer look at positioning of the second stage engine nozzle. The earliest time that SpaceX can reschedule the launch is about 9:30 Sunday morning. And a huge Pacific rainstorm that pounded Southern California and left 2 people dead has eased, but more rain is in the forecast for the Golden State. The National Weather Service says that rain is expected in Northern California, which could cause more problems for residents near the Lake Oroville Dam. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.